Okay, we're gonna start the public hearing. Got.
Lynette Rock.
Mark E. Berry.
Hayden Draper.
He said it.
Jay Draper. Okay, and Kent's out of commission tonight, as well as Derek's out of town. So. Go ahead and, would you give us a prayer?
Sure.
Get feedback on updating the amendments to Title 10, the town code, and implement the Association of Public Work or Public Workers Association standards and other ordinance requirements deemed necessary for the Planning Commission, and also update Title 5 and Title 6, and it's errors that we found in the code. One of them, for instance, is in Title 10, 11, 190, is we called it AR-40 instead of mining and grazing, so we've got to update that. And the public worker standards, it should have been in there. We thought it was in there, covers the roads and all of that stuff. And so we just got to update that. It's an oversight that we became aware of. And let's see, what was the definition of an accessory dwelling unit? That's got to be updated as well. They're putting pressure on us to the whole state to come in compliance with that. We thought we had enough people that were, we called it good, but it's not good yet. So we need to update that. So, oh, and then the sensitive overlay zones. We had them in place in the old ordinance, but it didn't transfer over. And so we've got to put them back in Title 10, or just put them in Title 10. So I think they're up here. Yeah, they're up there on the map. They're posted, they're just not in the Title 10. Alex, did you catch up?
Yes.
Oh, I've seen a few. And 10 million other things. Gosh. So I can fly an Apache, but I couldn't even figure out how to open that up until you had to physically show me.
Which changes are we making to the Title 10? Is it just changing?
Those things that I talked about. Mining and grazing. adding the sensitive overlay and the standards, the public work standards.
Okay.
Housekeeping.
Yeah. Is there any like major changes?
Not that I'm aware of. That's what we discussed in the last meeting, and Wyatt and Kent says, you know what, we need to do that in a public hearing. We can't just update it. So.
Could we propose additional changes? Is this part of what the public hearing is for?
Yeah, you can.
Do I need to go over there, Candace, or can you hear me from here?
If you go to the speaker, that'd be best.
Sweet.
Say who you are.
So.
Yes, do you need me to sign in too?
Not everyone. You can pop it around out there.
All right.
Get your name before you start speaking.
Okay. So my name is Eric Bowd. And one of the things that I'm, I guess, hoping to potentially change is just the list of approved uses for the various zones where, you know, it says anything outside of the specific list is prohibited, but that includes pretty much everything. Like, you know, I've got a business where I help companies deal with manufacturing stuff, and, you know, there's nail salons and hair salons and, you know, people being able to use their property for just to make money outside of farming and different things like that. And I'd love to see either that anything not on this list is prohibited, or, you know, just expanding that to include more opportunities for residents of the town to be able to make money on their property outside of agricultural stuff.
There's a home business permit.
Yeah, but not everything. So like my business, for instance, doesn't require a business permit by the state because I don't have clients coming in, but it still has to be registered as my home address and things like that. So like, I mean, my wife has a business permit for a nail studio to be able to do that because she does have clients coming in. But I think, you know, just from an ordinance standpoint, it kind of discourages anything outside of that particular list. And I'd like to personally see that expanded. And then again, for businesses like mine where it doesn't require a business permit because I don't take clients at my house, you know, technically, I think I'm not supposed to be operating out of the town, but it's my livelihood. So I have been, and I apologize for the illegality of that. But yeah.
All because I mean, that's just the way it's set. You can operate out of here if you don't have people coming in. But heck, I did that for years working for the JA, Pentagon, Arlington Hall, and I was coming and going. And I mean, it's you're not impacting anybody with that. It's just you and your home.
Yeah.
So we can revisit that.
Other things like being able to park trailers through neighbor or whatever, you know, obviously not like a commercial lot. That would be a separate thing that would require a business license. But, you know, having friends park trailers on the property or whatever, or, you know, storing various like landscaping things or whatever, like dirt and whatnot. You know, all of those kinds of things that I feel like are not impacting the town, but, you know, obviously I'm all for, you know, we've got to have some limits or, you know, requirements for that. You can't just do whatever you want, but being able to make money on the property that I'm not currently using would be ideal. And so anyway, just expanding that would be kind of.
You can have conditional use permits.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply for a conditional use permit.
Yeah, but the conditional use permits, again, seem like they're more for a commercial use. Like if you don't require a business license for a business, then my understanding is that you don't require a conditional use permit either.
Well, if it's something that's not listed, you can come in and I would like to do this business on my property. Mm-hmm. And then that's when we look at it and we go, oh, that, you know what? We would approve that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of thing. So we do that.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Good point.
I'm passing this around, but that's my thought. I know one of the things is parking trailers has gotten some pushback.
I just asked.
Yep. I know well about that situation, but to me, that's one of those things that as long as they're parked neatly. And it, again, it doesn't creep into a commercial thing if you're not advertising for it. To me, I don't know that that, it seems like that's a personal use of the property, not something that would require a business license. So that would be my thought behind it. But. So, but what you're saying is that would require a conditional use permit. So I don't know. I would petition to not have something like that require a conditional use permit unless it was for a business license. So there's my 2 cents.
This is a specific zone that we're talking about here, though, right?
Yeah, mining and grazing. Right. What the public hearings now. I don't know how that
putting happened. In a different.
Yeah, I was going outside of the agenda.
It was just going.
The general things are they need more housekeeping. So.
We have on there and other related ordinance amendments. So there you go. First problem. We've got it down there so you can bring up other issues.
Okay. I did ask before I started going down that road, but I did try to ask before going down that road.
So
hopefully it wasn't derailing too much.
But. Or not. I have no problem with that.
Short answer is I don't really have anything against the proposed changes. So.
You still there, Caden?
We can't hear him.
Yeah, I'm still here.
You just barely hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
He can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hear all of that?
Yep. They want the bit about the business.
Okay.
What are the proposed amendments to 5 and 6?
What's that?
The proposed amendments to Title 5 and Title 5. One was the roads?
Right? It was the road standards with the subdivision.
Okay.
That's Section 6. Those two issues there we had up
there. Now the cul-de-sacs was one talked about in 6.
Oh, yeah.
And that's E on the paper I printed for you.
I bet it's in the notes. I don't want them listed in here.
Wait, you know what? We had something on where it said no cul-de-sacs, and we were still allowing cul-de-sacs, so we need to get that to change.
I think that's in 5.
What Candace sent out, it looks like it's section 6.3.1. Yeah.
That's E.
You need to implement those standards, public worker standards. I thought we had them in there, but obviously we didn't.
I think we should have cul-de-sacs. I don't remember that being in there when we did that. So somehow we missed that one too.
And then we just talked briefly at the air to the additional dwelling units standards that we got to update.
But we looked at Eagle Mountains, right?
I looked through my paperwork from last month and I don't have that. I'll have it in my notes. Well, give it a couple more minutes and give him a chance to, in case somebody walks in.
Is the public hearing just on this, or can you bring up other stuff? Can you bring up other stuff?
Well, anything according to the, that's what I just read off there. So we set it up. So other related ordinance amendments deemed necessary for the planning commission. So if there's another ordinance you think we need to update.
There's not going to be an ordinance. You need to complain.
Probably public comment.
That's what this whole thing.
So if we're changing this on the cul-de-sacs, it says cul-de-sacs are currently not allowed.
Right.
We have allowed
this. I think so.
We have.
Yeah.
Well, on that new one, they want to say
on the berries, they're wanting a cul-de-sac.
Right.
And then we allow.
Now they could make a motion
on the private road.
No,
the private road is Cedar Meadows.
Right.
Cedar Meadows, the one that with the dog kennels. So they in there.
The dog kennels.
With the dog kennels, right off the highway.
Oh, those.
Yeah, Merv's. Merv's got the cul-de-sac, but that's a private road.
Yeah.
But I do think we need to change that where in the Title 10 where we allow
yes
cul-de-sacs.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we're just taking the public comment right now.
Yeah.
We're not making changes.
Right. Oh no, right. But did anybody else want to say anything about the cul-de-sacs? Because that is going to be one we were discussing.
Allowing that.
It's allowing.
Yeah, we don't allow it right now. Yeah. And we've got two developments that are wanting to do that right now.
People love cul-de-sacs.
Speaking Andrew Carter. Hello, I'm a resident of Cedar Fort. Yes, I do think you should allow cul-de-sacs. I didn't realize we had them not allowed.
We didn't either.
So yes, I would say.
Until they start asking for them.
I would say yes, I am for that.
Okay.
Okay.
How close?
All right. Is there any? Do you have anything, Caden?
No, I don't have anything.
Now can you hear Caden?
Yeah, I can hear you now. But I don't have anything. I align, I think, pretty well with Bart and Lynette on all that.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. So with that, do you want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing and go directly into our monthly meeting.
I'll second that. So all in favor?
Lynette Brock, Hayden, aye.
Hayden Draper, aye.
Mark Berry, aye. Okay, we'll take 5 minute break. Does anybody need to go get the header? It working? Okay. Let's go right into the business items. Approval of May's
12th meeting minutes. Did you get a copy of them, Caden?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Do you have any issues with them?
No, I do not have any issues. Candace, you're doing a good job.
Very good. But we have issues that we need to resolve from that, and questions that need to be answered. But you did a really good job capturing them. I'm good with that. Do you have anything on yours? Make a motion that we approve the May 12th, 26th meeting minutes, planning commission meeting minutes.
Lynette Brock, second.
Caden?
All in favor?
Caden Draper, aye.
Lynette Brock, aye.
R.D. Berry, aye. Caden, minutes are passed. That's right, that's fine. Okay. We've got a court as a accessory dwelling. Accessory building application here. And we reviewed it. Gents went over it. They've worked out all the issues that I'm aware of, unless you guys are aware of any other issues. It meets all the standards.
So. You straightened me out. So.
Yeah, I read through all the emails and I seen Kent's issues and they sent that other plot. It all looked good to me. I think they're within every guideline.
Yep. I think we're good to go if somebody wants to make that motion on the map.
I'll make the motion that we accept the accessory building application.
Court freshening. I'll second that. All in favor?
Caden Lynette. Draper, aye.
Lynette Brock, aye.
R.T. Berry, aye. Okay, last. Okay, Title 10 amendments. I think we need to take some more time on the mining and grazing. I pulled the old one out, and we've got to go through and rebuild all of that. For that, and then the other part of it. So I'm thinking that we just table those two issues until next month, and we can get that all updated and printed and then approve it correctly. You good with that, Caden?
Yeah, I agree with it. Might as well, make sure we get it right so we ain't changing it again. It takes a minute. So I think we for sure should push it off and...
I know what happened was we cut and pasted the 10-acre within and it just got cut and pasted and we missed it from the mining grading. So that whole thing has to be updated. Okay. Anybody have any questions on them? Yeah. So you guys are good with that.
Yeah,
same with the Title 5 and 6. You just need to implement those standards, the road standards, cul-de-sac, go through that, and then present it. And the private road issues, we resolve that, the subdivision issue, so that the DPSW standards are in that. That was the big issues with that. So
then I talked to Wyatt, and once we know exactly what we want to change, then we need to hold another public hearing with our exact changes. So is that something that you think we'll have ready for the July meeting?
Yeah.
We'll need to schedule a work meeting then.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make note to post another public hearing for July.
Well, so, yeah, okay. Because you only have to have one public hearing either for the planning and zoning for the town. So if we did it updated and we approve it and send it to you guys, then you have the public hearing right before your meeting and lay it all out in the corrected form instead of having two public
meetings. Same day?
Yeah, same
So you're having to redundancy. Makes sense.
You're not talking by next Tuesday, right?
No.
Oh, no.
You're talking about July.
July
7th?
Yeah, that'll give us time.
Theirs is the 14th.
Ours is the 14th.
So yours is on the 7th?
We have one. I have one tentatively scheduled. Sorry, that's a work meeting on the 7th.
Yeah.
So yours is the 21st. Yes, we would have it.
But we could have the changes to you by then, probably.
Oh, we need to have, I think we need to get them to, if they're going to do a public hearing, then they've got to have it posted and make sure that we get it to them, maybe by their work meeting on the 7th.
Well,
right?
Yeah, we can get it to them, but they just have to have it 5 days out to have the public hearing.
We couldn't approve it before you guys, that's right?
No. I'm just trying to, I don't want to have another public hearing where we've got the feedback, we just need to get them updated and get it to you guys. You have the public hearing, their corrected format, and then we move forward with that.
From my understanding, you guys would have to have another public hearing before you approve the changes. I can check with Wyatt, but that's what I understood.
Does the council also have to have that?
I think it's just one or the other. We'll talk to him about it, but I think.
Okay, so they could do it just before their next meeting. Shoot it down.
Okay. Okay, you have anything else you want to discuss, Dave?
No, I don't have anything. Sorry, I wasn't able to get there on time. I got a meeting sprung on me at work at about 1 o'clock. That was at 5 and it went till 6. So,
hey, we're just grateful you're here on the phone.
Yeah. Thank you. Technology, it's wonderful. We just need to schedule when we can get together, right? With a work meeting. And I cannot do it that week of Father's Day, which is in 2 weeks. I'm totally tied up that whole week.
Through the 27th?
Yeah. But I could do it the next week.
The 30th?
Yeah, I could get together on the 30th.
Okay, let's schedule it for then.
At what time do you want to get together? 7 or so? 7?
7.
Is that good with you?
We're fine with that. We need that.
Yep. 30th is great.
A little bit. We're
very little.
I'm just doing a lot of digging. He completes that.
Good luck.
Okay. We'll schedule that meeting for 1900 on the 30th of June. Get that out. We'll get it out to everybody so we'll get that updated to what it should look like for your input. Get it hammered out. So then when we come, we could just hammer it out and be done.
Yeah. And that gives us ample time. If we do have to have a public hearing, we've got enough time before our meeting to post it. So, okay.
Okay. All right. We'll open it up for public comments. Now it's your turn.
And my turn?
Yep.
General Cook, this on?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I can see.
General Cook, resident, landlord. The last plot plan that you guys sent to the town board on Cedarberry subdivision still has not corrected the Spring Creek access. And Not only does it cut the landowners above Cedarberry's subdivision, it cuts off the town of Cedarfort access to the springs in case they have to work on the pipeline or anything. I think that you guys are short-sighted by not fixing that.
We actually talked about that. And where they're going to access the railroad trails as well. There's a bunch of issues we got to work out there. So we haven't, that has been unnoted.
Yeah, you want to say you can't
have access? Well, I mean, obviously we got to have access to Spring Creek. It can't cut off the trail.
Well, yeah, there are people without access to.
Long as we can remember.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that hasn't gone up.
You straighten it out.
All right. What we were approving is just the initial phase down there on the bottom. They're just pushing the road up there. There's issues we got to get worked out there for sure.
Yeah, from my understanding, we only approved phase one, and we are still got to figure out the access from the rodeo grounds, where the road's going, access to all that. So the only thing they've been approved for, from my understanding from last meeting, is just phase one from the bottom end. Of course, they're going to run utilities up the utility road to the rodeo grounds, but nothing has been approved on rodeo grounds access or anything.
Good enough, thanks.
And then the other option was, I think it was Church Street. Could be the other.
Well, what the deal is the road to the rodeo grounds has always been just an ancillary access for the town. And we talked for years about putting a secondary access up there. So now they want to do that. But we got to do it what's best for the town, what's best for the chair, so that we can mitigate all the impact from everybody else that's access there. There's some issues there that
his additional phases are going to require second access. The problem with the rodeo grounds is that the road coming down from it is not nearly wide enough. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, but it was never intended to be a main
thoroughfare. So it would never be to that. So
this will be the main thoroughfare.
Church Street Rodeo, right? Problem.
That this access that they're putting in will end up being
okay, yes. For the rodeo.
Yes.
He has to have a second access to do the additional
which
phases.
Is that, yeah. But, and there's another push to take Church Street all the right. way through.
That would be the one that would be the legal width for his second access.
All of them. Mm-hmm. All, yeah. Yeah, the one up to the rodeo crowds, that's just an ancillary access. That's multiple issues with it.
Yeah.
But that was before our time. My dad followed Colonel Cook up the road on the calf, and they pushed the road up there. He was the bishop. He wrote, I didn't know that. He wrote that down. Now he's gone. I got to read it. So he couldn't have been very old. That little T2 calf. They went up. They used to have the rodeos out here. His car's parked around. I don't know how the heck they did that.
They did a lot of dented covers.
Yeah. But everybody got together and built that, put it together, and we want to keep it as rural and neat as we can. So, anybody have any other issues? Got anything else, Caden?
Oh, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion. I'll make a motion. Lynette Ralph makes a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Caden Draper, aye.
Lynette Roth, aye.
Mark DeBerry, aye.
Well, they can get through an agenda. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys. I'll make sure to make it to the next one in person.
Still here. Thank you. We appreciate it.
One last thing. I dare.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.